This podcast is brought to you by Viva Global. Experience the difference with Viva. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Our next guest on FNR is the president of the Northern New South Wales NPL club, Adamstown Rosebud. His name is John Connors. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Welcome
Very
to FNR.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
This Saturday, the club, its players and the members get to celebrate a very special anniversary. Tell us about it.
Yes, this Saturday, the 22nd of June, we're celebrating we're having our 130th
what?
Anniversary gala ball.
130
years. Yes.
That's extraordinary. Yep.
It is. We're the second oldest club in Newcastle. And
so who's the oldest, John? Who's the oldest?
Wall's End.
And how many years did they knock you over from
two years?
So they're 132 years old, and you're 130 this year.
Yes, we'll be 130 on the 12th of July.
Okay,
that's
so
amazing.
That's the actual anniversary.
130 years old.
Yeah. Well, just 1889, one of the great old clubs, and indeed the fact that they've remained together, the fact that they've remained strong, and that they've produced some great players over the years. And they've played some great football over the years. That's a tribute to everybody involved, John. Are there many older and more mature members coming and being part of the anniversary?
Yes, Ray Bartz and Cole.
You're
Curran
joking.
Will be the two main ones, and they are still involved in the club in a big way, but they do pop their heads in.
John, can I ask a very simple question? How old are you?
57.
Well, you're a little bit younger than I am. I can remember Ray Bartz when he was so special. There were many at Manchester United who wanted to keep him in England when he went over there with the Socceroos. He was that special a footballer.
Mm.
He couldn't be anything. And, of course, injury cut short what was a magnificent career. But
yes, that's right.
That's some sort of legacy that's come out of the club. Ray Bartz, who else is going to be there? Tell me.
We've got Mark Jones, who's a former Newcastle Jets coach, and he's flown all the way up from Perth.
Fantastic.
We have Neville Power, who's a very well-known Newcastle sports person. He holds a record at the moment for 5 premierships in a row in the First Division back in the late 80s, early 90s. And we have Joe Sankowski, who's also a former Australian player.
Absolutely.
Kobe and Knight and Sydney Olympic.
Wow.
And we've also have the luxury of having Andy Harper attend.
Is Andy going to be MC?
No, Andy's just going to sit back and enjoy himself.
Oh, well, that's dangerous. Let me just tell you.
No.
By the way, have you got any souvlaki there? Because he loves souvlaki.
Well, there is a 5-hour bar tab, so.
Oh, no.
But he may have to pay for that, I think.
Good stuff. Great idea. Now, tell me. Aside from asking you, what does it mean to the club and to everyone involved, I want to ask you about something that you guys have set up for the Sunday, I think. It's the 13th of July.
Saturday.
Is that a Saturday, the 13th?
Saturday.
Is that a match against another one of the older clubs of Northern New South Wales? Who are you actually playing?
We're playing Edgeworth Eagles.
So Edgeworth Eagles. Who've done pretty well in the FFA Cup recently.
Yes, they have, and they're the quality side.
They've been around 100 years.
Yep, they've been.
You've got them covered, John. You've got them covered.
We have. I just thought we haven't covered on the day.
Come on, you guys have got to do your homework. Have you got some scouts out there working out who you're going to play?
Sorry?
Have you got any scouts monitoring the Eagles?
Oh, look, they're a very classy side. They've got Josh Rose and Daniel McBreen playing for them. So,
oh, gee.
You know,
it should be special. Louise has got a question for you, John.
Yes.
What has been the highlight for you over the years?
I've been at the club for going on 6 years. I come to the club when they first got promoted back into the top division as a coach from another club. I think our best attribute is the way we treat our youth and the way we train our youth. We're very youth orientated.
Yeah.
I know that, that this the senior teams are the ones that, that take your places, but we have a very good program for our youth, and it's well respected up here. And it's starting to show now because our under-18s and under-20s are both leading the comp. Our first grader in the bottom half of the table, but a majority of those 18s and 20s players are boys that have started 6 years ago in the 13s.
Uh-huh. So you're bringing them through as a crop.
Yep.
A very special crop.
And the 13s, 14s, 15s and 16s, the youth, they're all in the, if not in the top four, they're in the top six.
Pardon my ignorance, do you have a women's team and a group of players, you know, creating their own energy, or you don't have a women's team?
There's a women's team called Adamstown Rosebud Junior Football Club.
Are they associated with you in any way?
We're not
directly
Adamstown Rosebud Football Club, and they're a different entity. But
okay.
they use our facilities. We intermingle with them, and we do a lot of stuff with the women.
Fantastic.
They've
stuff.
Also got junior players, but it's mainly the women play out of our oval as well. We encourage them to come and train on out of our facilities. So we do have a close relationship, and it's getting better.
There
was a bit of
stuff.
A time there that was they were parted, but yes, we're all coming under one roof now.
And over the course of 130 years, how many players went on to play for Australia? Do you know?
28.
Yeah, he's done his homework. 28.
Yes.
That's not bad, eh?
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
No. Yeah, it is. It's it's going back to. You know, quite a long time ago, I think it's been on a regular basis up until about the Cole Curran, Ray Barts era.
Yep.
But in saying that, we still have had Graham Jennings was another one.
I remember Graham Jennings when he came down and played for Sydney Olympic and also played for Australia. He was a terrific, a flashy, fantastic winger, come fullback. He could do everything, and when he crossed the ball, it was almost on a sixpence he could land it.
And that was his nickname, Flash.
That's right. That's exactly right. Oh, no. Will Flash be there?
He's not too well at the moment.
Oh, well, that's sad to hear.
Yes, it is.
Would you please pass on our best wishes to the man known as Flash, Graham Jennings? Because he's been an ornament to the game, and also to his many fans. He was a super exciting player to watch.
No, he was, and to credit to the man, they've named the Northern New South Wales NPL Player of the Year award.
Oh, that's a great honour. That's a great honour.
Yeah.
We're talking to John Connors, who's the president of the Northern New South Wales NPL Club, Adamstown Rosebud, and if you think he's been sounding pretty proud and pretty excited. He should be on both counts. Very special night coming up. It's Saturday. This Saturday, the club is marking 130 years of its existence. That's a very, very special evening. We wish you a seamless one. I hope you get to tell many stories. Please do us a favour. Take some great photos and send them through. Post them through. We'll put them on the website, the FNR website. All right?
No, I certainly will.
Thank you once again, John, for taking
thank you
our
very
call.
Much for your time.
And again, happy anniversary to Adamstown Rosebud.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your program, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Pleasure, John.
Thank
Connors.
You. Take care.
Isn't that good?
Good night.
130 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Older than us combined.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that, but you're probably 100% right. They got it covered.